Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, y'all. Let's talk about this. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. That's how we do it. Come on, y'all. Come on. Let's talk about it. Come on. I'm ready to get started, y'all. Y'all ready? Let's go. Come on! It's Tuesday, y'all. It's Tuesday. Guess what? Y'all made it through Monday. We're on Tuesday. Guess what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's hump day. You know what hump day means? Hump day means you're over the hump, you're headed downhill, and you're headed towards the weekend. Then after that, it's Friday Eve, right? And then Friday, you're like, oh, man, I couldn't wait for the weekend. But then why by Friday we get here? Anybody can make it through Friday, right? Anybody can make it through Friday. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And guess who I am? I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And to those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. There's Facebook, Twitter, and then, of course, Blog Talk Radio, where you guys can listen to the show. You can go into Blog Talk Radio at any time and find me. And then you can click on Archives, and you'll be able to find any show that I've done since I've been on the air. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live. And then if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, right now, it's 60 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 70. 70 degrees today. Low tonight, 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 70. Thursday, rain, 67. Friday, rain, 71. Saturday, sunshine, 74. Sunday, sunshine, 78. Monday, sunshine, 79. So, looking at having a tremendous weekend. So, I suggest that you guys get out there and work on your yards. And then, after you work on your yard, work on your barbecue. All right? And that's how I like to do it, right? That's how I like to do it. Now, today's word of the day, let's see. Where's my word of the day? Come on, guys. It's good. Let's get it. Today's word of the day is loathe. Loathe. L-O-A-T-H. Loathe is an adjective, and it means unwilling to do something contrary to one's way of thinking. Excuse me, guys. Or being reluctant. Okay, that's the definition of loathe. All right, and again, thanks you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, before I get into the show, just wanted to say a few things. Last night, as far as the basketball goes, Houston beat Minnesota here. So they have a 3-1 lead going back to Houston, which they'll probably close out. I'm not sure when they play, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. And then, of course, watched the game last night. Utah and OKC, Oklahoma City. Now, Utah beat Oklahoma City, and they beat them soundly. And now they lead the series 3-1. What the deal is that Utah stole a game, game two in OKC. Then they came home and took care of their home floor. And after taking care of their home floor, now they're in the driver's seat 3-1. But things got really chippy last night. And like in the third quarter or whatever, for the rest of the game, these guys wanted to fight. They were pushing. They were using elbows. Someone got ejected. I mean, it was just wild last night. So pay attention to that series. They go back to OKC now, and it's going to be dogfight. Excuse me, guys. It's going to be a dogfight. But looking forward to it. It was a really good game. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and get started. I do want to give us a happy birthday shout out to a friend of mine that works with me. Let's see. Hang on a second, guys. I'm kind of in the edge, but his name is Chica, and I'm not sure how old he is today. But what was funny is that I told him on yesterday. I said, "Tomorrow's your birthday, right?" He said, "Yeah, tomorrow my birthday." I said, "How many birthdays have you had?" He said, too many. I said, how many? You know, Frank, I had too many birthdays. I said, guess how many I've had? He said, how many? I've had one. We've only had one birthday. okay? We've only had one birthday. Now, you can celebrate the day you were born, okay? But we've only had one birthday, and that's the day that you were born. All right? So let's get into today's show. Again, the number is 516-531-9483. I see there are a lot of people joining the show right now, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. The show today is entitled, A Woman Killed a Social Media Post. Now, I've never done this show, this episode, before, I don't think. But I have told people time and time again about posting on social media. What to post, what not to post. I tell my kids all the time, don't post something on social media that essentially you can't back up. All right? Because once you post it, it's out there. Now, you can delete it or whatever, but if someone, like, takes a screenshot of it, then, you know, it's theirs. Right? And they can use it against you somehow. So it, all I'm saying is, if I were you, and you do have, and if you have kids that are on social media, please let them know the things that they're able to post or the things that they shouldn't post or. That's probably a better list, things that they shouldn't post on social media. And, you know, maybe I'll get to that. Things that shouldn't be posted on social media. And okay, I'm trying to type in the my computer here, but things that shouldn't be posted, 15 things you should never, ever share on social media, okay? One, the exact details of your upcoming vacation, right? Personal location, right? Three, that's true of a geotagged images. Two, I don't know what that is. Videos of your friends that you took without permission. Excuse me, yeah. That's a great one. Videos you took of your friends without permission. Pictures of your credit cards. Okay? Stuff your friends should really be sharing themselves. Right? Inappropriate personal images you shouldn't put on social media. Bank information you shouldn't put on social media. Complaints about your boss. That's a big one. Never put complaints about your boss on social media. Political tirades, all right? Off-color jokes, okay? Things that are funny to one person is maybe very offensive to someone else. Number 12, fights with your significant other, all right? This one's party pictures, okay? And then selfies in sacred or serious places. The image looks like someone's at a funeral, and they're posting pictures on social media. And then the last one is unsubstantiated accusations. Okay, now here's the deal. This woman, okay, she won a lawsuit, a personal injury lawsuit. They didn't say how much cash it was, but after she won the lawsuit, she posted it on social media. Okay, I guess she, you know, she won the lawsuit, got her money, and now she's posting on social media that she won the money and how much she won. That's a big no-no, okay? one of those 15 things didn't have money in it. But money is the number one thing I think that you should not post on social media. I had someone a long time ago, I'm talking about 3-4 years ago, that this boyfriend and girlfriend, they weren't married, but the boyfriend and girlfriend, they had won, I think, $10,000 from the lottery, and they posted on social media, on Facebook, and they were laying on the bed with all this money spread on the bed. And they were laying on the bed just waving back and forth like the angels that you see people do in the snow in the wintertime. And I think a half hour later after posting, someone broke into the house and shot them, took their money. The same thing happened to this woman. And she posted on social media that she had won a big lawsuit, a personal injury lawsuit. And you know, she posted her money. So once you do that, you got, I don't know how many friends on your social media, okay? I got a couple of thousand friends on my social media page, but I don't post personal stuff on social media. I look at a lot of you guys' posts on Facebook, okay? You guys are friends of mine. I look at some of you posts, some of the things you post on social media, and I'm pleading with you guys not to post certain things on social media. I got one friend that went to high school with me. She posts everything on social media. You know, they talk about the family out to dinner. We're eating at such and such a place, and she takes a picture of her food once it comes in, and all this stuff. I mean, that's a real open door to her home. Because she's not there, okay? Someone looking at that post, and she just posted 5 minutes ago, all right? And what's another thing about Facebook is that when you post something, it gives a time, okay? And if you go back and look at something, you say they posted that 9 hours ago, and you think about it, you say, when did they post that? And you can look at it and say they posted that 15 minutes ago. So you know they're still at the restaurant. So if somebody lives near her and knows where she lives, that's an open invitation to shoot on to the house and break in. Okay? You're posting that you're on vacation. That's an open invitation saying that I'm not home. I won't be home until Sunday. You can go ahead and break into the house. Take what you want. That's an open invitation, guys. So what I'm saying is not to post things on social media, certain things on social media, because those things invite criminals. There are a lot of criminals on Facebook. So if you think of it that way, as there are a lot of criminals on Facebook, don't post some of this stuff. Don't post it. Or if you are going to post it, understand what some of the some of the ramifications of posting that. Okay? The ramifications are that someone may see that you take a picture of a firearm. You got a 9mm Glock 9mm pistol that you want to show off on Facebook. Okay, you snap a picture of it, post it on Facebook. one of the criminals on Facebook who may not be a friend of yours, but, you know, some people aren't friends of yours, but they know how to access different parts of Facebook. And they see that picture of your Glock 9mm on there. They say, man, he got a nice, that's a nice Glock. And then they find out that you took that picture, say, 6 hours ago. And that was at, say, 10 o'clock at night. 6 hours would be what, 4 in the morning? At 4 in the morning, someone breaks into your house. You're laying there asleep. You can't get to your Glock. And they, you know, and they bust you down. Take your Glock, take whatever else they want. They may shoot you. They may not. They may just want the Glock and go. That's what I'm saying. And when you post pictures of money, I got some money. I just won a lawsuit. I just hit the lottery for $10,000. Whatever. People are going to come. Criminals are going to come. I'm not saying that all your friends are criminals. That's not it. Don't send me a bunch of emails about that. I'm saying that there are criminals on Facebook. There are people out there right now trying to figure out how to get your money. And if you post it on Facebook, that's an easy way. You're telling them everything. You're telling them where you are. You're telling them where the money is, which is what they want. And then you're telling them to come and be violent and take it, because that's what they're going to do. So you can't post everything on social media. I mean, I'm sorry to the woman's family and all this who got killed after her social media post. And again, it's not her fault. It's something innocent that she did. Totally innocent. Okay, something that she did. She didn't realize that someone was looking at that. Some criminal was looking at that. She didn't realize that criminal would pick up his gun. Actually, it was three of them. Three. Well, it was two of them that broke into the house armed. And it was three people at her house. So they don't care. You can be having a party, and they'll come. If you post that crap, so you know that's what happened to her. She posted it on social media, right? She posted on social media that she had won some money, and then next thing you know, someone breaks into the house. Takes her money. Shot everyone in the house, but she's the only one that died. Okay, they had to life flight her to the hospital, but they couldn't save her. She was shot several times, they say. I don't know how many, they just said several times. I don't want to hear that about any of my listeners, my friends, my relatives, none of that. So I want you guys to take that to heart. If you're a big social media fan, you like Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, Instagram, whatever, then, you know, when you post stuff, I think you should minimize your posts. Don't post a big paragraph about something, because within that paragraph, you're going to tell something that you really didn't want to go out there. Start posting pictures of people or money or things like that. criminals are watching all the time. You say, Frank, I did that at 2 in the morning. Hey, criminals don't sleep. Right? Criminals don't sleep. Just like you were awake, how many other people you think were awake at 2 in the morning? It's funny, like sometimes I work a second shift. I get off at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And I just told y'all what time I get off. But, you know, it'll be bad news to show up at my house. But anyway, you're coming home, and there are lots of people on the road. In Atlanta, there are going to be lots of people on the road anyway. But there are lots of people on the road. And you can be out at 4 in the morning, and there are lots of people on the road. You wouldn't think there's that many people on the road, but there are lots of people on the road. So what I'm saying is that although you don't think that there's a lot of people on social media in the wee hours of the morning, but there are. And there are people out there looking for an opportunity. Looking for an opportunity to cheat, steal, and rob. And if you let them know that you've got some money and you've got some cash and the cash is right here, now you hold up a check, they may not want to come get that check. Can't do anything with a check. But you show you got some cold-hearted cash right there. You got 10 bands or whatever, that's what they call it, 10 bands of money sitting in front of you. You take a picture of it, $10,000 sitting right there. You take a picture of it, and that's cash money. They'll come get that cash. They may not come get a check, but they'll come get that cash. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Is don't post money, don't post guns, don't post anything of value. You can post a picture of your dog, you can post a picture of you and your family, outside in New York, stuff like that. But do not pictures of a new sound system you just put in your car, things like that, things of value that someone may want to take from you. Don't post it. Social media is a horrible animal. It can be used for some good stuff, but social media is a horrible animal. And all these kids are riding this horrible animal. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Now, again, because a lot of people got on the show late, these are 15 things that you should not post on social media. The exact details of your upcoming vacation, that's number 1. Number 2 is your personal location. Number 3 is that's true of geotagged images. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. But videos of your friends that you took without permission, that's bad. Pictures of your credit cards, that's bad. Stuff your friends should really be sharing themselves, okay? So, and what that is this says that it's exciting when your friend comes out of the closet or tells you that they're getting married or expecting a baby. Don't let that excitement make you do something thoughtless, though. Your friend's big news is just that, your friend's. It's not your place to share that news with your entire friend group. Let your friend share her news herself when and how she chooses to. She'll appreciate it. And that's right. Think about it. If you shared with your friend that you're having a baby or it's going to be a girl, whatever, okay, you shared it with that one person. Now she in turn puts it on social media, puts it on Facebook. My friend's having a little girl. It's I'm telling you guys, it's innocent, right? That's not something she was doing maliciously. It's innocent, right? So you put it out there. But, you know, all these friends that you have, there may be a friend out there who doesn't like your friend who's having a baby. And now she comes back saying, bump that bitch. Y'all don't care about that bitch. She ain't nothing but a black. She was a whore all through school, all this type stuff. And then now your friend sees that stuff that she posted on social media, because guess what? Your friend looked at your post on social media. She said, "I can't believe Julie put that out there." And then she starts reading the comments that people say about that. And then she reads that comment. And then the next thing you know, she's going to call Julie and be like, "Julie, what the hell? I didn't mean for this to go on social media. Why did you do that?" And then you have no answer to that. That's what I'm saying. Inappropriate personal images. You're taking pictures of, I don't know, they got a woman laying on her bed with you know, half naked. Okay? As you know, you may be sending that. You may be trying to send that to your one of your guy friends that you're trying to get next to. But when he gets it, he's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm gonna show these boobs off to some of my friends." And then the next thing you know, your boobs all over social media. Did you want that? No, you just wanted him to see it. But he shared it on social media. Bank information, complaints about your boss. That is the worst, I think. Complaints about your boss, okay? It says you can really be tempted to vent about your boss, about your horrible boss on social media. There's just one problem with that. Things take on lives of their own when they end up on the internet. Even if your boss doesn't have access to your posts, a jealous coworker could screenshot your complaints and share them with your boss. That can get awkward fast. It can even cost you your job. Just do what people been doing since time. Immemorial, and complain around the water cooler in hushed tones. It's safer. See, you complain about your boss on social media, although he gets in your grill every day. Okay? That's what happens on jobs. Right? That's what happens on jobs. That's why you should be your own boss. And then guess what happens then? When you become your own boss, now your employees are going to put stuff on social media about you. And you don't want that. You're going to fire his ass. Right? And that's what they're going to do to you. So do not complain about your boss on social media, because you will lose your job. Because, of course, just like I said earlier,
there's a jealous coworker out there that will screenshot your complaints and share them with your boss. I said that earlier. People can screenshot what you did, although you delete it later. But once they screenshot it, they've got it. Nothing you can do now. I mean, there's nothing you can do now. It's done. Okay? And then political tirades. I'll do that all the time. I don't do it on social media, but I'll do it on my show, right? off-color jokes. Fights with your significant other. I mean, you may fight with your spouse, but if I'm a friend of yours on social media, I don't want to know y'all were fighting. Come on, man. Party pictures. Everybody's at the party having a good time. And you know, someone gets a little bit too much to drink and they have a little bit too much fun, or they may, you know, get in the corner and go to sleep, and then you take pictures of them. And then you put that on social media. That's bad. If I'm your friend, we're not going to be friends after that. Okay? Selfies in sacred or serious places. Unsubstantiated accusations. You know, you say things about people, and you don't know what the truth is. Okay? That's defamation of character. If it's not true, and if it's true, then it's not defamation of character, okay? But some of this stuff that people put on social media could destroy a person's reputation, okay? And so those are the 15 things that you shouldn't put on social media. And again, guys, I'm sorry about this woman who was killed after she put on social media that she won a big personal injury lawsuit. Showed her money. Someone broke in the house, shot everybody in the house, and killed her. Took the money. They caught the person. Okay, they caught him and whatever. But that was the problem. If she had not put that money on social media, I think that she'd still be here today. Hey, guys, that's my time for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care. I'm out of here.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life's Monopoly, go copy some letters.